Joe, I'm curious, how have groups like ISIS and Boko Haram, Al-Shabaab, how have they managed to become so powerful in recent years?
Bill, that's a fabulous question, and I think if we had the answer to that question, we might have a better strategic plan to defeat them. But I guess some things you could put on the table. Success breeds success, right? So when you have this this radical, really, a genocidal movement tearing its way through the heart of the Middle East, and you don't have an effective military counterforce, then that's the recruiting ground. I mean, the President Obama has said various times, you know, if we speak badly of Islam, if we keep Guantanamo Bay open, that's a recruiting ground for ISIS. And I just think that's kind of nonsense, really, at the end of the day. What the recruiting ground for groups like ISIS is their military success on the battlefield. So when President Obama says he's assembled a 53 or 55 nation coalition to degrade and defeat ISIS, well, they've been at it for well over 18 months. Think about that just for a minute. The world's most powerful nation, the United States, supposedly leading a 50-some-odd nation coalition to defeat this thing and can't do it. Well, there's a recruiting tool. They're able to stand up against this international coalition and keep fighting and seizing ground and beheading people at will. So I think the lack of strategic vision, really the lack of moral courage in so many ways on the part of Western leaders, beginning right here in the United States, I regret to say, that's a huge part of the reason. So that's on the strategic side, Bill. And then we can certainly talk about the theological appeal as well.
Go ahead. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, this is probably what's most baffling to Westerners, isn't it? How can this cult of death, how can this be so appealing to young men? And people are probing at this issue, and they're debating it all the time. I don't have a full answer for you. I have a partial answer. You know, this narrative in Islam of reward, eternal reward, dying in a crusade in a holy war. How is it that young men become so disillusioned and cynical, ultimately, disillusioned with their circumstances, that this becomes the most attractive thing in their lives? Yeah, I guess my best answer is when you have men who are 18, 19, 20, 22, 24, 25 years old, and they seem to have no prospects, the idea of joining this great cause, which has a transcendent purpose, which will reward you in heaven and paradise ultimately, that obviously has an incredible power and attraction. And we've got to realize that the religious roots of this, and it's foolish and mistaken to pretend that there isn't this deep transcendent religious appeal.